Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, and very, very good, because those are all adjectives people use to describe you. You are very, very special, uplifting and nurturing to all the people who come into your path. You are so very nice, and you take the time out to develop people and make them feel good. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Truly, truly, you are a blessing. So continue to do what you do, because you make God look great. Well, today we are so very blessed to have representatives from the Stay Strong Foundation. Ms. Terry M. Williams and Ms. Jennifer Jones are here today to talk to us about their new campaign, Used to Be Me, Reinvent Yourself, a campaign series that will help enlighten youth through ages 13 to 25 years old. Let me tell you a little bit about Ms. Terry M. Williams. Terry M. Williams is one of Ebony Magazine's Power 150 for Activism and Women's Day 50 Women on a Mission to Change the World. She's an advocate for change and empowerment. For more than 30 years, she has used her influence and communications expertise to educate and engage audience and causes. She lost the Terry Williams Agency in 1988 with superstar Eddie Murphy and late jazz legend Miles Davis as her first clients, and has continued to represent some of the biggest personalities and businesses in entertainment, sports, business, and politics. Ms. Williams also founded the Stay Strong Foundation, a national nonprofit for youth, building on her book Stay Strong, Simple Life Lessons for Teens. Her latest critically acclaimed book, entitled Black Pain, It Just Looks Like We're Not Hurting, recounts her personal struggles with depression and the impact the stigma of mental illness has, particularly on the African community, which has led to her national mental health advocacy campaign with the collaboration with the Ask Council and SAMHSA campaigns on mental health recovery. And like I said, Ms. Williams is now on a grassroots movement called Used to Be Me, Reinvent Yourself campaign series. So please help me welcome Ms. Terry M. Williams and her executive director from a Stay Strong Foundation, Ms. Jennifer Jones. How are you doing, ladies?
Hi, thank you so much, Charmaine, for having us on the show.
We appreciate you being here.
So let's go right into very, very happy to be with you. And we're,
oh, thank
and we're
you.
Elevating we're elevating ourselves.
Yes, you are.
I wanted to sing along with you.
Yes, I do too.
Well, I think that you caught the vibe in terms of elevating, because part of your Used to Be Me breakthrough series is that you have music as a component. I think that's fascinating. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. First, let me just say, because I think maybe because of how we actually organize this, I wanted to just say that Jennifer, in terms of her background, has an extraordinary background in fundraising and working with a lot of nonprofit organizations, and we are just blessed to have her. She started out with us as a volunteer because she wanted to help us to lift up other people. So I just really wanted to say that we're just very, very pleased and proud to have her on board with us.
Well,
thank you, Williams.
But with regard to Used to Be Me, we know that there, you know, as you said, this is a topic that we don't talk about often, that there are so many of us who are wounded and scarred, dealing with mental illness and haven't named it. so we don't know what it looks like, feels like, or sounds like. And it's one way, it can be one way with adults, but our young people are suffering in ways these days than ever before. And Jennifer might even want to share something that she's dealing with a young, beautiful young person in her life. But we just thought that we would, Xavier Artis, who's the co-founder of the Stay Strong Foundation, along with me, decided to, out of the work we were doing in depression, to create something that would be specifically for young people to channel their energies through books, through music. So many of them, if you think about like Mary J. Blige and Jay-Z, so many of them became who they are because they worked out their pain through song. Mm-hmm. So it's creating an opportunity to have them deal with their issues. And I'm sure Jennifer can comment a little more articulately than
yes.
I can.
Yes, Lady Charmaine, let me just jump in here. For those of your listeners who are not familiar with the Stay Strong Foundation, just want to share that it's a New York-based 501c3 organization, and it was founded in 2001 by Tilly and her business partner, Xavier Artis. The foundation's mission is to educate and inspire using a variety of unique and innovative programs online, and Used to Be Me Reinvent Yourself campaign series is one of those innovative programs, and we are targeting youth age 13 to 25 who have emotional challenges, and our philosophy maintains that the road to healing and prevention begins with motivating others to thrive with sharing of our stories. And that creative outlet is through music, through writing poetry, through creating films. And this is our Used to Be Me Reinvent Yourself campaign series. We want the kids to say, hey, that used to be me. We wanted this creative outlet for them to do such. Make sense?
Yeah, that's excellent. I think that's such a creative way and engaging, because our youth, we have to reach them in so many different ways than just talking down to them.
But, exactly. We're trying to talk in their language.
Right.
Yes.
And I think that's incredible. And one of the components that I think is very special that you have in addition to the creative outlet is once they're there, getting them the type of help that they need in terms of professional help called wellness program?
Yes, the Stay Strong Foundation's wellness program is going to, that was a standalone program, but it will be integrated into the Used to Be Me campaign. We here at the Stay Strong Foundation, we believe that hope and growth and change and recovery, those are our tenets. This is what we do. The goal is to help individuals regain control and to constructively resume their personal and family lives. So through our wellness program, I'm sorry, I have a bit of a cold. I apologize. Okay, the wellness program is primarily executed through our special event called the Open Book Tour, or part of our Used to Be Me Breaking the Silence Tour. It's usually set in a town hall format, and these programs create a unique environment that teaches the audience what depression looks like, what it sounds like, and what it feels like, because so many of us, we have depressed people right in our midst, and we don't know. So we're trying to, we want you to identify with what it could possibly sound like, what it could possibly look like, et cetera. And the wellness team is used, there at least 1 to 2 clinicians are normally at our events. And these clinicians, actually, they donate their time, and they are available on hand to address a spectrum of emotional releases that are usually awakened in this setting. And these clinicians, that's when they do their initial intake. You know, they identify the troubled individual. And then they offer their services, at least 3 private counseling sessions, whether it's via telephone or it's via a face-to-face, you know, follow-up visit. And in 2012, we're looking to embark upon e-therapy. We're in the process of implementation stages, if you will, of an e-therapy program to work in conjunction with the Used to Be Me campaign.
When you say e-therapy, that's over the web?
Online, via Skype, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
well,
to make
I tell
more
you,
convenient. Yeah.
That's phenomenal. You know, speaking as a leader in the Christian community, people are scared to speak up and say, I have a mental illness. I don't feel well in my head. I don't have peace of mind. And going to the open book experience January 15, 2009, I was blown away by the stories that came forth and the help that was present, and I saw how powerful that was. So I know that the Used to Be Me Reinvent Yourself campaign series is just going to be so phenomenal when it goes out and reaches our youth, because they need some place where they can go and gather. And they're in pain statistically. Our youth are the mental illness in that community, that target audience, is very, very high. It's higher now than it's ever been before. There are more suicides happening than ever at any time before. And it's a national outcry that you guys are addressing. And one of the things that I know that you're about to do in January 2012 is start the national tour in search for creative stories.
Yes.
Can you talk to me about that?
Okay, the tour will begin in 2012, and under the direction of Xavier Artis. He is our creative director. He is our creative philanthropist. He's just a wonderful all-around guy. He's just a cool cat. Let's just put it that way. And your listeners may be familiar with an entertainer. Early 90s, late 90s, his name is Dana Dane. Dana Dane is a national spokesperson for the talent search part, and they will be traveling to 10 cities, and we will be holding talent contests, I don't know if that's what the kids call it now, talent contests or talent,
I don't know
what it is. And, but, you know, the cool thing about it is hardly anybody will be turned away. Let's put it that way. There's a story to be told in everybody. So
that's right.
The whole thing is just phenomenal, and I wish Xavier was on the call with us, because, boy, he would have a lot to say. Terry, you want to chime in on that?
No, actually, no question about what you're saying. You know, Jennifer's been very, very eloquent about it. What we do know is that we have transformed thousands of young people's lives across the country, getting parents and kids who sometimes had felt that they had good communication with another. But the reality is, when we bring people together and give them this opportunity, literally their lives are changed. And one of the things that we talk often about, like wherever we go, is just how adults, and Jen and I did an article about this, like the way we unintentionally teach our kids that, you know, we as parents always want to be the strong one. We always we don't want to be vulnerable. And so when our kids come to us in earnest, when the kid says, Mommy, Daddy, are you sad? Are you angry? You know, at the moment that we say no, we are in effect lying to our kids. While we're trying to protect them, we're really lying to them. And in lying to them, we're teaching them how to lie, how to wear the mask, how not to deal with their emotions. We are teaching them to second-guess their intuition because their intuition told them something was wrong, but this most high person in my life just lied to me. And lastly, the most harmful thing about, quote-unquote, trying to protect your kids and not speaking about what they already see and know is that we don't get a chance to tell them what we do when we fall down. You know what I'm saying? When you say, yes, Mommy's sad, I didn't get that job I wanted, or your dad and I had an argument and it kind of upset me, and crying is very healthy. It lets you get your emotions out.
Sure.
And that we don't when we, at the time that we say we're fine, we don't tell them, you know, like, well, when I'm feeling bad, I go exercise, I go for a walk, I write in my journal, I ask God to order my steps, or I might go to a therapist that I might be on medication. So those are the things that we try to impart to parents to help them to be a better example for their kids. Those kids are smart as a whip, you know, Charmaine. It's like they don't miss anything. If they live with us,
that's
work with
truth.
Us, or go to school with us, they know that we're not at the top of our game.
Yes.
You know? So those are the kinds of messages that we try to filter. And when we show some of the campaign spots, our campaign spots can be found on www.storiesthatheal.samhsa, S is a Sam, A, M, H, SSSMA.gov, and you can hear some very incredible stories, but people are just very moved by this work.
Yes. Now, I had a question about that for the both of you. I know it raises so many feelings in people, and it's so powerful. I mean, the work that you're doing is healing, it's helping, it's opening up wounds and healing wounds. How do you guys rejuvenate and recharge and go out there and hold up the banner and hold up the weight? I mean, what do you do to stay as our leader?
Lady Charmaine, I'm just gonna laugh at that because, you know, I'll say with myself, it's very difficult at times. But one thing that we can all agree upon, I do believe that anyone can experience depression, regardless of our race, gender, age, income. There's just no barriers. And depression, what I know personally, will rob you, an individual, of enjoyment found in everyday life. And it's difficult. I'm not going to say that I'm not mask free. I still put on the mask. I have loads and loads and loads of stuff, but the next person wouldn't know it. But I work through my issues with my therapist. I don't go as often as I would like, but I still wear my mask. I'm working through it, and I'm okay with that today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that because I am working through it, and if it wasn't for therapy, I don't know where I would be right now. So,
and that's
so
empowering to hear.
Yeah.
Lady Charmaine, I was just going to say that, you know, depression is very much still a factor in my life. I say to people always that I'm not exactly where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be, where I could barely get out of the bed. But I do see my therapist faithfully twice a month, and I am on an antidepressant and something that I occasionally take for anxiety. But I think it's one day at a time, and I pray to God every day to order my steps. Everybody on the planet is dealing with something, you know. We inherit all of us, and anybody who tries to say otherwise is not speaking truth, because we're inheriting the unresolved pain, wounds, and scars and trauma of our parents, and, you know, it gets passed on to us. But if you don't know to get help right away, it stays with you, and it affects how you move through the world.
There's
an attorney that I know who's been married 4 times, and every time I turned around, there was another wife. And I happened to speak to a friend of his, and he was telling me about just the fact that he had been abandoned. His mother died, his father remarried, and then that marriage didn't work out, and the father just left his son with this new bride, and, like, just left. Now, how scarring is that? And you don't have anybody to talk to about it. So he has abandonment issues, and why he's always going, you know, every time you turn around, a new wife. So our issues are always with us, and they affect us.
Yeah,
that's true.
So
I'm glad as leaders that you shared that, because on Taboo Talk, I try to keep it real. and let people know that we're human, you know, and say, you know, even our leaders who are leading the way, they're still healing it, but they're turning around. And one thing I admire about both of you is that you're turning around and you're saying, this is what I've learned so far, and I'm willing to share it, and here's how I can help you, because this is what I was working for me, and I want to help, and you're helping. And, you know, so many people just turn the other cheek, and they don't do anything. And so it's so encouraging to see the Used to Be Me Reinvent Yourself campaign series, to see the Stay Strong Foundation exist. My God, do you know what it was like when it didn't exist? We had no place to go.
You're right about that. And I do think that one thing that I will say, and if you look at several people and the work that they do, is that when you go through the fire and you come out on the other side, you find out what it is that you were called to do.
Yeah.
We don't, I'll speak for myself, but it's like we don't really have a choice. You see somebody crossing the street and a car is coming, you want to tell them what happens. You want to share your story so that they understand, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like we were called to do this. And so you get up every day, even though you don't always feel like it, but you know that God has called you. I mean, I ask him every day to please order my steps, because sometimes it's just that hard.
Yeah.
But then when I get out and speak or whatever, I feel my spirit is revived. The organization Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, founded by a woman whose child was killed by a drunk driver. So many organizations are formed on that basis.
Right.
And before you even get to the point to realize that something's going on with you, let's just don't get started on the myths and the stigmas that surround depression that create the needless pain and confusion. Oh, boy, that's a whole nother segment, Lady Charmaine.
Yes. And trust me, I'm going to have you all come back and talk about it.
Wow.
Well, we would love to do that.
Thank you. Well, we've come to the end of our show. I want to give you guys the opportunity to get all the information out about the Stay Strong Foundation, the Used to Be Me Reinvent Yourself campaign series, where people can go to find out about the tours, the websites. Can you please give that information?
Okay, first, before Terry gets started with that, I would like to just make an appeal to your listeners. We stay afloat from the kindness of individuals, corporations, their donations to the Stay Strong Foundation. And if anyone out there listening today is interested, you can visit PayPal under Stay Strong Foundation, donations at healingstartswithus.net. We would really appreciate it.
Yes,
okay.
And we are having a toy drive, actually, every year for the last 8 years. It's been in New York, but we're doing it in Las Vegas, where we have a satellite office now. So just, you know, toys, and as Jennifer said, we really rely on funds from the public, and so we would appreciate anything. And the website, I'm not sure if Jennifer mentioned it or not, but it's USED, the number 2, B as in baby, E, me, M as in Mary, and then E.net.
Yes.
And I would also just encourage your readers to, your listeners rather, to pick up a copy of Black Pain, It Just Looks Like We're Not Hurting. This is really what spawned this movement in its entirety. And it's a book that I wrote just getting people to share their stories. I shared my own story, and it has transformed many people's lives. You will see yourself in there and everybody you know.
Yes.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Lady Charmaine, for having us.
Thank you so much, both Jennifer and Ms. Williams, for coming on board. It was a blessing to hear you talk about your movement, about your foundation, about your own personal experiences, and to let us know that we can count on our leaders to be real with us and,
yes.
and guide us and direct our footsteps, and that this is something that is very, very special and that we need to support it. And so, listener Taboo Talk, please make your donations. You know, we think about what charities should we support at, when we do our end-of-the-year giving. The Stay Strong Foundation definitely is very positive and a place that you need to contribute to so we can keep this good work going. And remember to visit one of the sites of the tour, and if you have a child in the age range of 13 to 25, to get them out there to tell their story. So they're empowered to know that they're not by themselves. That's the point about all this. They're not alone. You're not alone. People have experienced depression. People have experienced mental illness, and there are others like you, and you can learn from them, and you can be, and it's good when there's more people than yourself in a room. And all of you have had emotional wounds or mental issues, and you're dealing with it. And you see, hey, they're normal. You know, what does normal look like? It's a setting on the wash machine. You know, there's no such thing as normal. Everybody just have issues, and they have to deal with it. And Used to Be Me Reinvent Yourself campaign series makes it okay to share your story. And like I said, there will be help for you there through the wellness program. You can express yourself creatively by music, through poems, and it's going to be an uplifting movement. And it kicks off January 2012, and so look out for that and visit the website. And listen to Taboo Talk. Remember, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, happy, joyful, peaceful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, just like Ms. Jones and Ms. Williams have done. They seek God's face, and they get the help that they need physically as well. And that's what you need to do, too, to have a wonderful life occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, and guest starring Mrs. Jennifer Jones and Ms. Terry Williams from the Stay Strong Foundation, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainedaye.com. That's LadyCharmaineDay.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, Lady Charmaine Day, Bits of Wisdom, Inspiration, Teachings, and Notes, and my YouTube channel. Also, if I'm your source of spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. Again, that website is www.ladycharmaineday.com. Thank you to our radio stations, Blake Radio Network, for featuring this show, for getting the word out about the Stay Strong Foundation and the Used to Be Me Reinvent Yourself campaign series. We appreciate being a part of that station. We thank Blog Talk Radio for having us, and we want to let you know that this ministry thanks you, our listener, for continuing to tune in each week and to be a part of the listening audience. You are very, very valuable and special. And I just want to give Ms. Jones the opportunity. Do you have any last words?
All I want to say is listen, myths and stigmas, I name your pain. Forget about the myths and stigmas and name your pain.
Okay. Name your pain. Thank you. And Ms. Jones, I want to thank you so much for keeping it real and just identifying the issues surrounding this. And we look forward to having you come back on the show and talk to us more about depression and mental health awareness. Thank you.
Thank you, listener.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for being here, and we give you all the praise for your hard work. Thank you. Well, listener Taboo Talk, continue to be special, and remember, you are love. Goodbye.